Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Today, I want to talk about thinking big in work and life. Do you feel your life is mediocre? Are you less than happy with your current state of affairs? Perhaps your goals are too small. Have you ever considered that maybe you could be and do much more than you're currently demonstrating? Consider these ideas. Avoid contentment. Have you ever noticed that when your life takes a dip below what you consider acceptable, you'll work like crazy to restore the normal balance of your life? For example, you'll do plenty to replace your salary if you lose your job. However, you won't work nearly as hard to double your salary. Avoiding contentment isn't the same as being constantly dissatisfied. That wouldn't be an enjoyable way to live. However, if you want to achieve something more, it's important that you strive to be more. Big goals are exciting. Going camping at the state park for the 10th year in a row is fine. But odds are you won't be that excited about doing it again. Your first trip to Rome might be another story. Few things feel better than excitement and anticipation. Big goals can provide you with both. If your goals aren't exciting to you, try aiming a little higher. Big goals require real change and growth. Dropping 5 pounds or earning an extra $500 this year requires little change and growth on your part. Losing 60 pounds or tripling your salary will force you to make some major changes. If you want to become all you can be, you don't have to join the military. You just set and achieve big goals. Thinking big reduces the number of distractions in your life. If you have something big that you're trying to accomplish, you don't have time to worry about the little stuff. You become more focused and mentally relaxed. Having a significant objective in your life makes life simpler and in many ways easier. Thinking big expands your world. Thinking big forces you to identify your strengths and weaknesses. It forces you to do little things you're not comfortable doing. Your world expands when you become comfortable with things that used to make you feel uncomfortable. Big thinking can also expand your belief of what is possible. You can challenge limits. You need to view the world in a new way to accomplish big objectives. Imagine the change of thinking required to develop the first airplane or to run a sub-4-minute mile. Your goals might not be as grand, but your thinking will have to evolve in some way.
you'll view common challenges in life as much smaller. When you're trying to make your first $1 billion, a leaky faucet seems like small potatoes. When your plan for the evening is to watch Seinfeld reruns, a leaky faucet can make you think, I just can't catch a break. Thinking big does a lot for your enthusiasm, creativity, and ultimately your confidence. It can also do wonders for your social life. Imagine telling a date that you're working on a plan to dig water wells in Africa. That's a little more intriguing than talking about the 240 video games that you have completed. Thinking big is claiming your right to have an exciting and meaningful life. You can do whatever you set your mind to. You just need to set a big goal and persevere. Raise your thinking and your life experiences will follow. And remember, life is short, so let's all learn to live it on purpose. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.